So today we want to think about the nature of conversion. On Sunday I talked about this theme, and I used the idea that conversion has to do with a turning away from a certain direction and turning in a new direction. And this is something that we see very much at play in the life of the Apostle St. Paul. But before we get to the reading from Acts, let me just reference what seems to be a very challenging verse from today's gospel, where Jesus seems to put it so bluntly: the one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. It seems very black and white. In a way, it seems to lack mercy. What in the world could Jesus be getting at here? It has to do with an understanding of the direction and the orientation of our lives. For you see, conversion is not a one-off thing. Yes, we can come to that point of baptism, but then conversion is about the ongoing process of our lives changing. And one of the things that we could say about a person who is turning towards Jesus is that Jesus is more and more able to penetrate their lives, whereas the person who's turned away from Christ is in a sense condemned because they are unwilling to come under his merciful love and care. Think about that in relation to St. Paul. As Saul the Pharisee, he was bent on rounding up the Christians, bringing them back to Jerusalem, trying them, and even killing them. And even though he thought he was doing the will of God, his life was bent in a direction that was destructive. And yet what happens to St. Paul is very beautiful, because as he's on the road to Damascus, Jesus is able to penetrate Paul in three ways. And this happens, as I say, in our lives, for the most part, gradually. He's able to penetrate his intellect. He's able to penetrate his will. He's able to penetrate his emotions. What do I mean by this? Well, we're told in the story that he, St. Paul, hears a voice from heaven. And on hearing the voice, it affects his sight. He's no longer able to see. And then he asks the question, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice answers, "I am the Lord Jesus, whom you are persecuting." What happens at this point for St. Paul, as he's literally blind, it's a way to represent that in his mind was actually darkened. And now what's going to happen is St. Paul's intellect is gradually going to be penetrated by the truth and the love and the mercy of Jesus. We know from elsewhere that this will take 3 years for Paul to study, to now understand the Hebrew Scriptures in light of Jesus. And that's the same for us. The first thing that Jesus wants to do is to penetrate our intellect, to penetrate our mind, how we see him, how we see ourselves. I love the next thing that happens to Paul, that Jesus is able to penetrate his will. How striking is the difference between Paul, bent on going to Damascus to round up the Christians, but now that he's blind, we're told that those who were with him took him by the hand and led him to Damascus. What a difference. He now has to put his hand out to receive the help of another. And of course, primarily, the one whose help he needs to receive is the help of God. But do you see what's happening to Paul? His intellect is being enlightened. He's opening his will to God so that another can take his hand. And then thirdly, what we discover is that his interior life, his emotions are touched. How beautiful it is that Ananias, perhaps one of the very men that Saul, when he was a Pharisee, wanted to round up and take back to Jerusalem to try, refers to this man as his brother. Brother, Saul, regain your sight. At the very core of this man's being, at the level of his emotions, and our emotions move us, that knowing that he is now a brother of Ananias will move Paul in such emotion that he will be baptized and have his sins washed away. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church, we are to be this community that is always inviting others and ourselves to this deepening conversion, the conversion of the intellect, the conversion of the will, the conversion of our emotions. One last point, because it just screams for an explanation. At the end of the gospel, Jesus says that those who are on mission will, by using my name, cast out demons. They'll speak in new tongues. They'll pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. What's striking about all of those things that Jesus forecasts, St. Paul experienced all of them. That might not be our experience. I don't think it wise to go and drink poison. But what this, I think, is intended to illustrate is those forces, those powers that would oppose God and his kingdom can come under the authority and the rule of Jesus in our own lives. May we be inspired by St. Paul this day, asking for his intercession, and so we pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, as St. Paul discovered your name as the name above every name, and as he allowed you to touch his intellect, his will, and his emotions, may we allow you, Lord, to do the same in our lives. And blessed Apostle St. Paul, we ask, pray for us.